Hello, my name is Nikki. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor, Alabama Division. May I speak to the person requesting this call? I need to advise you, this call has been recorded for quantum assurance purposes. How can I help you?
I was calling so I can file my claim. I got laid off Friday. Well, got relayed off Friday.
Okay, you said you've been laid off and you were calling to file a claim. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. I had did it about 2 weeks ago. Hold on, let me turn the GPS off in my ear. Yeah, I had did it about 2 weeks ago. Then I was like, you know what? They had called me and said, well, we're going to get ready to call you back in about a week. So I was like, okay, well, I ain't going to do my own unemployment. Got back to work Wednesday, and they let me back off for Friday again. So now they're talking about they don't know when they're going to let us back, so.
Yes, sir. I do understand that, and I do apologize about that. Can I please have your Social Security number?
Yes, ma'am. It's 423-37-8241.
Yes, sir. That's going to be 423-37-8241.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's birth name, please?
All right, my name is Dennis Miller. My date of birth is 09/11/1991. And what was the last one?
Your mother's main name.
Oh, Teresa Perkins.
When was the last time you filed your weekly?
This will be my first one now.
Okay, you said this is going to be your first one?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. I'm going to ask you some questions. Have your name changed?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Did you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Can you verify your driver's license state and your number?
The state is Alabama, and the number is 8177871.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit to your checking or savings account, or the Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Yes, sir. Do you want that going to your checking or your savings?
Checking would be good.
Yes, sir. And what is your routing number?
Ooh, let me look that up. Know about
home. Yes, sir.
You know what? I got the card in my pocket. See if the routing number on here. Yes, ma'am, it is. Cool. The routing number is 314-972-853.
That's going to be 314-972-853.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your account number?
The account number is 819-810-6125.
That's going to be 819-810-6125.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your mailing address for me?
Yes, ma'am. 836 Martinwood, MARTINWOOD, all one word, Lane. That's in Birmingham, Alabama, 35235.
Is your residence address, is it different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
Ooh, when the last time did I file? No, I've still been there. Sure.
Can you verify your telephone number for me?
Yes, ma'am. 205-994-1792.
And what is your email address?
It's dmiller028@gmail.com.
Okay, that's going to be bmiller028@gmail.com.
No, ma'am. D as in dog. Miller.
Okay.
My last
D
name.
Miller.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
028@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Your mailing address is 836 Martinwood Lane, Birmingham, Alabama, 35235.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the foreign phone numbers have you ever been associated with? It's a 205-518-2680. It's a 205-518-5255. It's a 205-518-6085. It's a 205-518-7402. I had never been associated with any of these phone numbers.
Never been associated with any of them numbers.
Which other foreign professional license have you ever held? It's an anesthesiology, it's a diagnostic, rhinology, radiology, it's a neutrology with special quad and child neutrology, it's a vascular surgery, or it's a none of the above?
None of the above.
What kind of AL license plate has been on your 1991 Dodge Caravan? It's an antique, it's an environmental, it's a military, it's a private, or had never been associated with this vehicle?
Never been associated with that vehicle.
Okay, thank you. Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Have you worked since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. What's the reason for your break?
You said have I? You said have I worked the last time I filed?
Yes, sir.
If I'm mistaken, yes.
Okay. What's the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
Highland Yellow.
When was the last day that you worked?
Friday.
Okay, you said this coming Friday. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, last
yes,
Friday.
Sir. Yes, sir. They had to be on the knife. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Has your phone number changed since the last time you filed? 205.
No,
okay.
205-994.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. Did you work in another state other than Alabama where employed that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
Well, with the same company I did, I worked out of town, but it was with the same company.
Okay, did you want me to put down yes for you or no?
Just say no since it's the same company.
Yes, sir. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Did you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am, neither.
Okay, thank you. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Do you attain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
A union hall, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have, like, a union card?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay, thank you. What is your hiring hall number and the name?
Let me get it out. I know the name of it's Tinkster. In the Union. Hold on, let me find this in one of these boxes. Wallet. Here you go. You said the Union number is 612.
Okay, and what's the name of it?
Tinkster.
Okay.
Brotherhood of Tinkster.
Is it truck drivers? Or...
Yes, ma'am, I'm a truck driver.
Yes, sir. And that's going to be 612 truck drivers, is that correct?
It just says 612 IBT.
Okay. What is your job title and description?
City driver.
Okay, you said city P&D. Driver.
Yes, ma'am. P&D.
Okay. With your job description, were you driving a bus or motor coach, including regular route operations, charters, and private carriages?
No, ma'am. I was tractor trailer.
Yes, sir. You were driving a tractor trailer truck to transport products, livestock,
yes,
or material? Yes, sir. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. What is the name of your employer?
Holland, Holland, Freight.
Okay, is that the name on your pay stub?
You know what? I think they changed it over to yellow, so it's Yellow Freight now on the pay stub.
Yes, sir. Okay, and you said the name of it is Yellow Freight. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Y-E-L-L-O-W.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for the information. And what is your employer address?
I just wrote it down the other day. There we go. There we go. It's what's the numbers that you got there? All right, you ready for it?
Yes, sir.
318 Industrial Parkway. That's in Birmingham, Alabama. Zip code 35217.
Okay, that's going to be 318 Industrial Parkway, Birmingham, Alabama, 35217. Is that correct?
No, it's 3518.
Okay, 35218. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I went on and fixed that for you. Okay, thank you.
3518 Industrial Parkway, Birmingham, Alabama, 35217.
Okay, 35217. Okay, thank you. Okay, 3518 Industrial Parkway, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir, thank you. What is your employer phone number?
The phone number is, I give you the dispatch number. I don't know about the 1-800 number. All right, it's 205-798-9700.
Yes, sir. That's going to be 205-798-9700.
Yes, ma'am.
What is your employment start date?
My employment start date was... been there over a year now. I want to say I think I got there like July 7th, 20.
Yes, sir. That's going to be July the 7th, 2022. Excuse me, 2020.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Thank you. When was the last day that you worked?
This Friday was the Wednesday.
Yes, sir. That's going to be December 9th, 2022.
Yes, ma'am.
What city and state the award was performed in?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Yes, sir. That's going to be in Birmingham, Alabama.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
I want to say, I'm going to have to call them again. I think we're supposed to get holiday pay, even though we off.
Okay, you said that's going to be holiday pay?
I believe so, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Have you received any vacation pay or sick pay?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. How many total hours of holiday pay did you get paid?
Should be 8.
Okay. And that's only going to be for, like, Thanksgiving?
Just for, I believe we're just going to get that Christmas.
Okay, only Christmas.
Yes, ma'am.
How much per hour were you making for holiday pay?
I get paid $24.66 an hour.
$24.66?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Is this your separated employer, your last employment?
Yes, ma'am.
Why are you no longer working?
They just laid off because it's slow.
Yes, sir. What's because of lack of work or have you been laid off if no work is available?
No work available.
Yes, sir. And you've been laid off, it's no work is available, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Did you have like a pen and paper so you could be able to write down your temporary pen number?
1 second, let me pretty sure she got a pen somewhere in this cost. Okay, here you go, one. Let me find some paper. Right on that. What is this? I don't need to. What is it?
Your temporary pin number is
4191.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Right.
The following scratches and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements affecting this week. Since you are attached to a local union hiring hall, you are not required to seek work outside the union. You should be in contact with your union hiring hall and remain in good standing. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you chose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov.
Okay, good.
If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 205-458. I'm sorry.
205-458-2282.
Yes, sir. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, due no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification, either by telephone or internet, or next week. An information bullet will be mailed to you. This bullet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to file in question listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524.
361-4524. 4524. Yes, ma'am.
We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am. That was it.
Yes, sir. Don't forget to file your weekly certification on this Sunday. And
this
thank
Sunday.
You so much. Yes, sir. And thank you so much for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, sir.
Yes, ma'am. You do the same. Happy holidays.
Yes, sir. You do the same. Merry Christmas to you also.
Yes,
and thank you so much for calling.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye.
Bye-bye.